Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today with George Everett. He's the director, executive director of Main Street Uptown Butte, the presenting organization of the Montana Folk Festival. It's the fifth Montana Folk Festival, the eighth year with the 3 years of the National Festival that happened before that. An annual event now that's become huge for Montana in the summer and great for Butte.
It just keeps growing, and we're expecting a lot of people this year and hoping that they all come and take advantage of this wonderful music, dance, art, and food event that's happening in Butte, July 10th, 11th, and 12th.
This coming weekend, events kick off on Friday night and go through Sunday, late afternoon. George, upwards of 150,000 people come for the weekend from all over, right?
We have about a quarter of the people come from out of state, but just about every county in Montana has been represented in the parking lots, and a lot of people from all over the world who are coming between the parks. We kind of realized that some of them are coming directly from other countries to Butte to attend this festival, but a lot are traveling from Yellowstone Park.
Well, this is a true multicultural festival, lots of things happening, as you mentioned, food, music. We'll go into some detail, but maybe talk just a little bit about the idea of this kind of a festival and the fact that you were really, I think, honored in a great way to bring the National Folk Festival to Montana and subsequently the continuation now of what's become the Montana Folk Festival.
Yeah, for 3 years, 2008 through 2010, we were honored to be the host city for the National Folk Festival, which is a celebration of traditional music that has been happening in the United States since 1934. And it's a movable feast of music and dance that goes for 3 years to one location and then moves on to another. They are very interested in community building, which is something that we have a great interest in, too. And we thought this was a great fit for Butte, Montana, and Montana overall. But they travel from city to city, places like Bangor, Maine, Richmond, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, and most recently Greensboro, North Carolina. They have the honor of hosting it for 3 years. And then after that, they have to make the hard decision whether they want to continue. And many communities have. There's been a few that haven't. But Richmond, Virginia has been going on for several years. Bangor, Maine is more than 12, I think. And Butte has managed to do the transition to a regional festival that has continued this will be the fifth year, like you said.
That's very exciting. Well, I think people who have been to the festival certainly know it's a free festival, lots of food, lots of music. Year after year, this is one of the things that's always been fascinating to me, there may be groups that you've never heard of from countries that you don't know the music, but consistently fabulous musicians, fabulous artists coming in, performing typically traditional music from their cultures. That's kind of part of the mission, right? To explore different cultures and bring kind of the best.
Yeah, and to let people see this music that otherwise they probably would not have an opportunity to see. There are some of these performers, you'd have to pay $40, $50 to see them in a venue somewhere else. Here, there's no admission charge, but these people come from all over the country, but all over the world as well.
Well, I noticed on the schedule this year there's a number of groups that look just really exciting. I'll put you on the spot and have you maybe highlight a few favorites. But also want to mention that there's really a neat thing that happens too, where you get different chances to do kind of lecture demonstrations or combine talks with some of the artists, you know, pull all the fiddle players that are at the festival together, for example, that kind of thing.
That is a unique feature of this festival. The program includes these workshops that are moderated by the National Council for the Traditional Arts, and they draw performers from different genres, and then they compare and contrast their instruments as well as their experience in their music. And we have workshops on fiddles, different aspects, accordions we've had in the past. A lot of different aspects of the music are highlighted, and the different performers will do little demonstrations of how they differ from, say, Cajun to some other form of music. So
yeah, I see a workshop on the French Connection and percussion traditions, other
percussion
fun things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's put you on the spot for a few highlights. We're talking about the Montana Folk Festival. It kicks off on Friday, 5:45, with the opening ceremonies of sorts, events going through 10:30 p.m. on Friday, and then noon to 10:45 on Saturday, noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday, and that's this coming weekend, the 10th through the 12th in Butte, Montana. George, got a few highlights of bands or a few things that you're particularly excited about?
If people have been to the festival before, they'll know that the genres repeat, but the performers never do. So there are blues, bluegrass, Cajun. These are something you can be familiar with and expect, but there will be a totally different band from what you might have seen a couple years ago. So I would look for the Savoy Family Cajun Band, which is Cajun royalty from Southwest Louisiana. They're going to be fantastic. Grupo Rebelu, which is a Colombian band, it's going to be in the dance pavilion, and I think people will not be able to not dance when they see them. They're wonderful. One that I'm looking forward to seeing that I've never seen before, and I do not think they've ever performed in Montana, is Kahula Nui, which is a big band from a swing band from Hawaii, which actually goes back to a tradition of the 1920s. The grandfather of the band leader had a big band, and he has picked it up and revived that music, and it's pretty lively. It's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to seeing that. We also have our gospel, which is a genre that's represented each year, is well represented this year by the Campbell Brothers, who are practitioners of sacred steel. If people are familiar with that music form, they are some of the best. So it's rockin' music. So, but it's rockin' with the Lord, I guess. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, every year you have a theme of sorts and have traditional arts represented. You have a marketplace, other kinds of things. Talk about some of the other things that happen too.
Yeah, this year our theme is the bounty of the land, and we're focusing on agriculture in Montana and foodways. And so people can expect to see some demonstrators, some talk sessions related to agriculture in Montana. It's been 150 harvests, and it's affected the way we've evolved as a people. And we're going to explore some of that and the interpretation of that theme in our folklife area. Our family area is being managed by or coordinated by the Food Corps, which is a group of people who are throughout Montana teaching kids about where their food comes from, and they're going to get some help from the Banana Slug String Band, which I think kids should be, they are probably very familiar with them and probably will be excited to see them. They'll be performing Saturday and Sunday, but it's all about where food comes from and how it's grown in Montana.
We're talking about the Montana Folk Festival. It kicks off on Friday night in Butte and runs through this coming weekend, the 10th through the 12th. If people are interested, getting to site, lodging, parking, getting festival activities planned for the weekend, what's the best way to proceed?
Well, probably to go to the website, which is montanafolkfestival.com, or Facebook, which is MT Folk Fest on Facebook, depending on what your preference is. But the website has the latest information, things like we discourage people or actually warn them not to bring their pets because pets are not allowed due to a local ordinance on the site. So we ask them to make accommodations. But there's free camping in the municipal parks. There's four of them where people can set up a tent or park an RV. And a lot of other information about transport. We have the municipal bus system that brings people from the Civic Center, and they can ride the bus. And then between stages, there are golf carts where people can, if they're disabled or they're having trouble with the altitude or walking up the hills, they can hop on a golf cart and get from one stage to the next.
And is it similar from past years, George, where you'll have various times during the festival up to six stages going, family area, and much more, right?
We have three stages Friday evening. But then, yes, it's six continuous stages throughout the rest of the weekend. And we are just if you are familiar with the site as it has been in the past, there's only been a couple of small changes. We've flipped the arts markets from one side of the street to the other. to make room for a larger Native American First Peoples market. And we'll have a couple of teepees there, so it should be easy to spot. But it's the original mine yard, the main stage, and the dance pavilion, and the granite music canyon in between. So with the Copper Street stage and Broadway stage.
I noticed that there's a link to even get your schedule on your smartphone now. And
right, EventBase. If you go to EventBase, you should be able to find a mobile app that you can download that has a schedule. As it changes, if it changes, it will be reflected on your smartphone.
Yeah, that's right. So MontanaFolkFestival.com for more information. And is there also a phone number if people would like to call with questions?
Oh, sure. If people want to use the phone, they can call direct to 406-565-2249. And to get any kind of information they're curious about.
Well, Butte is certainly becoming Montana's festival city with all sorts of activities through the summer, this being the big one. The Montana Folk Festival takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Events kick off Friday night at 5:45 p.m., go from noon to 11 on Saturday and noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, again, it's MontanaFolkFestival.com. I've been speaking with George Everett, the executive director of Main Street Uptown Butte. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael, and we'll see you in Butte.